Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to the catch-up.
A special catch-up today, Ellie.
Sure is. I can feel my hands, Desire.
Just.
For the first time in the last 3 hours,
Finally.
The reason that my hands have been cold is because we spent the entire show out in the cold.
Yeah, so we might sound a bit different in this catch-up today. Yeah. Not right now, but when we get into it, because, yeah, we were broadcasting from 6 to 9 outside and it was freezing. Zero degrees at times.
Yeah, how do people do it every morning? You know, like the farmers we speak to, they're just out milking their cows in the freezing cold. Good on them.
Yeah, good on them. We got a small taste of what it's like today. We did a food share food drive on today's show, but the show still continued regardless of that. We had lots of fun today.
Oh, we did, just for something new. Pretty sure we said that on yesterday's podcast intro too.
We say it every day.
What parts were fun for you?
Shane Crawford joined us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That was cool.
I did a run to Coles halfway through the show.
Oh, yeah. I made you buy some tampons.
Yeah, that was weird. What else? I didn't know what to get.
We spoke about drive-thrus, dream scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
Boss Benny threw me in a difficult situation where I had to give love advice, which really took a turn, that drive-thru chat.
Yeah, because this place has no money. Boss Benny was pressing the buttons for us this morning, so you'll hear him pipe up every now and then as well.
Jack of all trades, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. He's a jack of some.
Joker of all trades, am I right?
He's a jack of some trades.
All right, enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again back in studio tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Really? We're just getting all the good people in the country together in one place. You, me, we're out here, you know, raising food donations for Shepherd and Food Share. And Shane Crawford tonight is going to be raising money for cancer with Channel 9's telethon. It's happening 7:30 p.m. tonight. He joins us now. Shane Crawford, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, how good the Goulburn Valley. Yes, bring it on. Beautiful. Hello to everyone in Shepparton and everyone in Finlay, where I grew up, just down the road. So, it's going to be a huge night tonight. We've got the telethon on Channel 9, which will be great, which is raising money for childhood cancer for my room. And, it's just going to be a huge night with Vanessa Amorossi's going to be singing and Tina Arena's going to be there. We've got lots of football players, Paddy Cripps and Max Gorn. It's just, it's going to be over 100 celebrities are going to be involved in the night. So if you want to ring in and have a chat to them, you can. All you have to do is just donate a little bit of your hard earned. It can be a dollar, it can be $5, but every little bit's certainly going to help. So it should be an awesome night.
Shane Crawford, we are looking forward to tonight. You're going to be hosting it along with Eddie Maguire and Rebecca Madden. We love those guys. Now, let's just talk about your connection back here, because we do broadcasts to Finlay. Your folks, they're still up there?
My mum's in Finlay, and a lot of my friends from school, and I've got a lot of friends in Finlay, so it's a great little community, very supportive. I know times are a bit tough on the farm, but apart from that, it's just a great little area that I'm very proud to say that I'm from Finlay. So I always look forward to going home and having a ski on the Finlay Lake, which is full of weed, but it's still a good time.
That's all right. There's a really good bakery in Finlay, isn't there? I always see the sign
absolutely,
for it when I'm coming back up to Shep. It says, in 90 minutes' time is the Finlay Bakery.
Australia's best pies, yes. They've also got great lamingtons. Vanilla spices, oh yeah. So if you're a sweet tooth or you like a good pie, make sure you Finlay. It's also home to the great Tom Hawkins, who was last night named All Australian, who plays for the Mighty Cat. So
I like Tom Hawkins. He's a good looking fella.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good country boy.
Must be something in the water up there, because you're a good looking rooster yourself, Shane.
Oh, I'm very old now, so I'm old and shriveled up now, but Tom Hawkins is a superstar, so we're very proud of him doing great stuff.
Yeah. Hey, back to telethon tonight. Often on these things, they'll get, you know, the celebrities to do special stunts and fun tricks and little acts and stuff. Have you got anything up your sleeve for us tonight?
Well, I know there's going to be a little bit of that, and it's always a worry when they say, oh, you don't need to know about this. We'll tell you on the night when it's all about to happen.
No.
So virtually they're going to spring a surprise on you, and it's all going to happen there at the moment. So hopefully the big corporates get behind and dare some of the celebs to do a few things that they normally wouldn't do. And it's a great cause, and a bit of peer pressure often works. So, there's going to be a bit on tonight. lots of music, lots of live performances, lots of stunts, and lots of catching up with a lot of celebrities from all walks of life. So, yeah, it should be a good night.
Brilliant.
Oh, good on you. That's what I just did to Josiah. I didn't tell him what we were going to do on the show, and I just sent him to buy tampons. So, you know, they might get you to do a similar thing tonight.
It's for a great cause, though. Food share, food that's drive.
Exactly.
good on you. Right, well, Shane. That's it. No worries. All the best. And hello to everyone in the Goulburn Valley. Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, do you know what we are doing this morning? We're fulfilling one of my lifelong dreams, and that's to be a drive-through chick.
Well, why don't you go do it? Quit radio and Macca's is across the road. Jump on the mic and go for it.
Hey, I'd be quite happy to. But haven't you always wanted to do that? Be the person who's like, welcome to McDonald's.
To be honest, no.
Oh, okay. What about, would you like fries with that?
No, I've never had that desire.
What about, is that Coke Zero in a small or a large? Obviously an extra large.
No, I've still never had the desire to work there, but, you know, no worries if you do. Shout out to the workers that do it, but I prefer to be at the other end ordering.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe this will be more for you. BP and David Jones, they've announced that they're joining forces to bring a food hall at all BP servos. You know how David Jones in the city has those food hall things where it's like fancy, fancy foods?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my head around this. Wait, so how – I'm just picturing – okay, servos for meat pies, sausage rolls, some bintang, is it bintang? That's that meat that you eat? Is that what it's called?
It's biltong.
Biltong, that's
stuff. Bintang's the beer in Bali.
Yeah, that's the one. For biltong and for a dare iced coffee or a Red Bull. That's it. We don't need this fancy stuff from David Jones coming in and taking over.
Well, we actually do because I, yesterday, personally went and filled up and also needed to buy dinner and I could not do that.
Yeah, but isn't David Jones really expensive?
Yeah, but I'm rich. That's fine.
Okay. Tradies who are up early listening right now, they're on their way to the servo for their meat pie and Red Bull, right?
Mm-hmm.
You reckon if there's an option to go to David Jones Fancy Food Court or a meat pie and a sausage roll and a dare iced coffee, I know which option they're picking. It's not David Jones.
Okay, and that's why we've got an obesity epidemic in this country, Josiah.
No, it's why the tradies got the toughest guts in Australia.
Well, I feel like there's more things that should be drive-thrus in this country. Like I've forever said we should have a Japanese drive-through, like where you get on your way home from work, grab a bit of sushi, grab some ramen, and off you go.
Well, across the drive-through.
Revolutionary.
It would be, and it would be brilliant as well.
In my ideal world, we'd never have to get out of our cars.
Oh, no.
You know, you could drive through everything.
Yeah, but you whinge about an obesity epidemic. now you don't want to get out of your car at all.
Well, make me a healthy food drive-through.
Done. Imagine that, like acai smoothie bowls on the drive-through.
Damn, you're making me hungry. I want to talk about this morning, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16. What would your dream drive-through scenario be? You know, like, would you like a sushi drive-thru? Would you like, I don't know, a Bunnings drive-thru? Get your tools on the way home.
I just mentioned before, in Sydney, this is no joke, it's actually near my parents' house, there's a drive-thru Catholic church.
No, stop
I promise. I don't. I've always wanted to go through and see what you do. So, like, hey, do I drive through and get a Bible verse? Like, I don't know how it works.
Maybe you confess your sins.
That's, you know what? It's probably confessional. You're right.
Yeah. Just walk through, like, I kissed my best friend's boyfriend as you drive through. And then they say, well, okay, cool. That you're absolved. Can you have
throw,
a surprise with
yeah,
that?
They throw some oil on you and you go on your way.
Make you do a couple of Hail Marys. But, like, on the side of the road, obviously. Don't do it while you're driving. It's dangerous. But we are asking for your drive through suggestions this morning in an ideal world. Boss Benny is in the studio pushing our buttons this morning. Morning, Benny.
Hey, I've got this really good idea for a drive-through, right? Just hear me out.
Of course you do.
No, just hear me out here, right? I'm thinking about what's relevant in my world, and I usually put my foot in it with my wife a lot, right?
Yeah,
you
we
do.
Know that.
Yeah,
how's the spare bedroom going?
It's good. It's well used. I was just thinking, what about if there was a drive-through, right? For blokes that stuff up with their wives or their girlfriends, right? You could pull up and you could order a, you know, you could say, for example, like, I'm sorry, I text my ex-girlfriend last night special with a side of, you know, my apologies, my ex-mate kind of hit on you last time we were out. And then as a drive-through, they then give you a gift to get you back in the good books.
I like it. I thought you were going to go the other way there and say maybe you...
See, that guy agrees with me. Honking. Hear that?
Yeah, he's all for it.
No, here we go. Well, why don't they give you advice and then they give you some flowers? So you pay for the advice, you pay extra for a present, whether it's chocolate, flowers, oil, whatever it is, and then you go on your way.
Yeah, well, Ellie said she wanted to be a drive-thru so bad. Do you want to do this in real time right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're...
Well, do you know, I always give you...
Let's see how creative Ellie Chaney really is.
I'm pretty good at it.
No, okay, yeah, so you're going to be the drive-thru and I've just pulled up to the speaker, okay?
Okay, all right.
Go.
Welcome to Relationship Saving Through.
Yeah.
Ellie speaking.
Hi. I'm thinking I'll go with, I'm just kind of checked out other women whilst I was with my wife, Value Mill.
Can I step in and say there's nothing wrong with that?
yes, there is. I'm actually going to have to give you a diamond ring valued at
$5,000. For checking out. Okay, stop it. This is that's ridiculous. A diamond ring. Now I'm broke. I'm not coming back to your
massages.
Drive-thru. This is terrible. Can I see the manager?
Give me terrible. $5,000 and off you go.
I'm out of here. Well, there you go, guys. That's my idea. I'll go. I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, good job, Benny. I like it. Some real moneymaker for me.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
The best thing about a Thursday show is solving life's biggest mysteries. Ellie, last week I solved the huge mystery. What does the perfect fart sound like?
Oh, I hated that segment so much.
Groundbreaking stuff. This week, though, it involves an experiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to need you to do is I've got a lemon here, right? Yeah. I've chopped it up. I'm going to hand it to you now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take a bite into that lemon. Can you do that for me? I know it's not going to taste nice. But take note.
I've already put my body on the line for this show this morning. I've been sitting here in 2 degrees. Now you want me to bite a lemon as well?
All right. It'll make sense in just a second. Go. Have a bite.
Oh.
Ellie's face. All right. So see your reaction when you bit into that lemon.
Hated it.
Basically, Goblin Valley, if you can't see because you're not driving past, she scrunched her face up. So this morning we're going to solve the mystery. Why do people scrunch up their faces after tasting something sour? It's actually got an interesting answer when I found it yesterday. So whether it's a warhead, an orange, a lemon, whatever it is, why does it happen?
Yeah.
Now, obviously when something's sour, it has something to do with the acidity in your bodies, right? And our bodies, did you know this? Humans are the only people that don't produce their own vitamin C. As in, animals can do it, we can't.
Really?
Yes.
So I want to be able to.
So for us to survive, we need vitamin C.
Yeah.
So our bodies, obviously through fruit like oranges and whatnot, we have it. However, we have enough vitamin C's in our body normally not to have to create it. Hence why when you bite into that that lemon just then,
yeah.
The reason your face scrunches up, listen to this, right, is your body reacting to it. And I'll tell you why in a second, because yesterday when I knew I was doing this segment,
yeah.
What I did was I sent an email to Harvard University.
Oh, yeah. your mates there?
Yeah, my science mates at Harvard over in New York City.
Yeah.
They responded.
Not in New York City.
Where is it?
In Boston.
That's the one. Detective, what are they called? Science professor.
I don't know, they're your mates.
Professor Winklebottom, he wrote back to me and said this. The wrinkling up of your face is your body rejecting an intense load of vitamin C because it already has enough.
No wonder he's got a wrinkly bottom.
Is that not the most fascinating thing? So the reason your face scrunches up when you bite into a lemon or something sour is because you've already got enough vitamin C in your body and it's your body rejecting.
But how if my body's not creating it?
Because you've got enough. So
but
somebody,
where does it come from then?
Because you're producing it from other fruits that you eat. So if you're vitamin C deficient, you bite into a lemon, your face won't scrunch
Stop
up.
Stop it. Okay.
That is
If you're the most... vitamin deficient in the Goulburn Valley, can you please come, vitamin C deficient, can you come in? We want to try this on you.
Nah, let's not try that.
I don't believe you.
Another one of life's mysteries solved for a Thursday, Ellie.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We are live on our front lawn for the Shepparton Food Share Food Drive. We're calling all people to swing by the station here in Shep. Or if you are at home, make sure you pop in and get some of that food in the cupboard. Sorry, my train of thought is out of the whack today because it's so cold. Swing by, donate. It's going to Food Share. We've got a bunch of people down here at the moment. Thank you so much, guys, for coming down. It's a brilliant cause.
Yeah, we've got boxes that need to be filled and all the goods are going to go to local families in need. So it is, like you said, a great cause. They may be from my fridge. I don't like lentils.
Look
but
at
I
you.
Think my
You're so generous. You've got a big heart.
And I got some jam as well.
Isn't that your roommate Lexi's food?
I was cleaning out our pantry last night. I said, Lexi, is this any of this yours? My other housemate wasn't home, so you snooze, you lose, Mia. But we want to encourage you guys to come down. Plenty of people rocking up already to donate stuff. Now,
hey,
Josiah.
Wait. Morgan, my roommate, if she's listening, I've got tins of baked beans in the cupboard left over, and I've got some pasta packets. Can you swing by and pick them up and bring them in? Because I forgot.
Do you know what else I've got for you? I got a fresh $10 note.
Oh, you're kidding. Am I buying coffees?
I'm giving it to you right now. I want you to go down to Coles and spend that on $10 worth of packaged goods or personal hygiene products. We're taking those as well.
When now?
In fact, personal hygiene products, I'd love to see you buy those.
I don't know what to get
there.
Go. Wait, right now?
We've got
or
some
after
songs,
night?
We've got some ads. When we come back, I want you live from Coles.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
What about the radio?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I did it for 2 weeks while you were in Albania. I'll be fine.
You know what? Gladly. I'll jump on the phone if I need to get away from you.
Yeah, you get to go in a heated car. Yeah. You're lucky.
Hey, I feel like I'm going on a school excursion. Actually, you know, I don't know what to get though.
Well, I'll talk you through it. I'll talk you through the personal hygiene part.
All right,
don't
let me
worry.
Get in the car and I'll be back.
Now, I've actually got a couple of the volunteers from Shep Food Share with me now. Alan and Greg. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Ali.
Morning. Welcome to the show. So, Alan, how long have you been a Shep Food Share volunteer for?
Oh, probably coming up about 5 years now, Ali, which is really good. Had a little bit of time, retired, so just wanted to give a little bit back to the community.
Right, good on you. That's
thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
People.
So basically, what's your job? What's your role?
Well, I work 2 days of the week, Wednesdays and Thursdays, and my role is I'm in the van with some of my volunteer colleagues, and we run around most of the supermarkets and major factories that have spoilt food that which we pick up, take back to our warehouse where we have 30 or 40 agencies, schools, church groups, all who help out direct to people in need. So we're the middleman, but a vital link.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And Greg, what about you? Why did you get into volunteering?
Yeah, I had extra time on hands and I thought, well, good thing to do, go down and try and help the community and just help people who need.
Yeah, right. Good on you. And you guys, always need constant donations from people?
Yeah, it's all the time. We're always looking for, your staple foods and things like that, yeah.
Of course. Well, that is what we're here to do today, to encourage as many people to bring down stuff as possible. And as a result, I've sent my co-host, Josiah, down to the shops. He should be with me now. Josiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Ellie, what's going on? I'm in Coles as we speak.
Yeah, now this is your punishment because you forgot to bring your donations in, so I've sent you down there to buy some stuff. Where exactly are you?
So I'm in Coles in Shep, the middle of Shep, next door to Kmart there. I had to dodge a couple of characters on my way in, but I made it here. Okay. I'm alive.
All right. Okay, what aisle are you in at the moment?
Well, I've just got some, I picked up some dog food and cat food because we know that the people that need the needy, they could have animals as well. So I bought some of those in a tin. I've got some baked beans, and now I'm in the personal hygiene aisle, Ellie, and I'm looking at some products I might need your help with here.
I was going to say, you know nothing about personal hygiene. You've got the worst hygiene of anyone I know, so do you need me to give you a bit of a hand?
Yeah, there's something here called Pleasure Me. I don't know what that is.
We don't need that.
I'll get some toothpaste instead. Does that
get
sound
some
better?
Toothpaste, yep. Maybe some feminine hygiene products. We know that you're an expert on those, so maybe pick some of those up. Everything helps.
Super Slim or Super, which size?
You know what? You use your own discretion. Pick which ones look prettier. I just go by the colours on the packets. I like the packets.
Well, this one's rainbow, so I'll go for this one.
Okay, all right, good on you. You take that to the checkout chick and do your part. All right, Josiah. Well, you come back to the station now.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, all week I have been talking about Chanel, the cute dog. Hashtag free Chanel. This is after. If you're not across the story, a local lady that works at GV Health, Lynn, she has a puppy, a German pointer, that got in an altercation with a feral cat after weeks and weeks of her trying to tell the council to get rid of the cats. It ended up having an altercation in the end. It ended with her. She was actually asleep getting a phone call saying, your dog's been impounded. It's now been, I think, 11 days since she's last seen her dog. They refused to let her see it. We don't have an outcome. But the things are starting to finally roll along. The council are well aware of the situation now, obviously through us talking about it, through the press going around as well.
Lynn's main concern was that she hadn't really, the lack of information. Like, firstly, that her dog had been taken from her, and secondly, that she didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, and so I put in a phone call to council myself yesterday. I go, guys,
You're a superhero.
Let's get this a little move along. And for legal reasons, they couldn't tell me too much, which is fair enough on their behalf. But they are well aware of the situation. They said they're doing everything in their best effort to get the story moving along. If you want to hear more about this situation, search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store now, because we have been uploading our breaks when we've been talking about it every day as well. So, Lynn, we hope to God that we will get that dog for you very soon. She's got a huge heart. She does a lot for our community, and we just wanted to have a little baby back ASAP.
A lot of people are getting behind this as well. I've seen in the Facebook comments on our Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page that people are, you know, talking about staging a protest outside of the pound and really jumping on board. So it is an issue that hopefully will come to a resolution before it gets to those lengths.
Yeah, which they're looking at early next week. And there's a couple of other things that I'm aware of, which I can't say is happening over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is I hope that the council really do what they say and fast forward this action ASAP and make it happen quick, because we don't want it to get messy.
Do you think that you're going to pursue a career in the law after this, seeing as you're such a crime fighter, like a fighter for the little man?
Judge Sharla.
Judge Sharla.
I might change my name.
Might need to do a couple more years of uni.
You know what, Ellie? I've just got a big heart for the little, big heart for the little man. You know what? I just like seeing justice. And you know what?
Yeah.
Out of all seriousness, there's no one more vulnerable than two people, kids and puppies, because they can't fend for themselves. So that's when I see a puppy in trouble, I'm there to help.
Captain Sharla has spoken. Where's your cape, bro? Go get that out.
I don't need it. That's not why I do it, Ellie.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We are joined by Lisa from The Haven, Lighthouse Haven. Oh my God, I got it wrong already. Tell me where you're from, Lisa.
Close enough.
Tell us what you do and why you're here this morning.
I'm the Exec Officer of Greater Shepherd and Lighthouse Project, which runs The Haven in Wyndham Street.
Okay, I knew the two were connected in some way or another. Now, we are doing the Shep Food Share food drive this morning. How does Shep Food Share relate to your organisation?
In such a big way, because they provide so much food to us. So we have 300 kids registered at The Haven.
Wow.
And on any given night, there's between 20 and 50 kids there. Now, I don't want to say that all of those kids are hungry, but a lot of them are. And so there's a lot of kids there that food is just so important for, and they'll come every night of the year for. So we have a hot cooked meal for them every night of the year. The Haven's down beside the RSL, opposite the Sherbourne. And kids just walk in off the street. And it is fantastic. We've got all sorts of kids there. They're getting food, they're getting love, they're getting all sorts of activities. And the food share provides about 90% of our food. Yeah. So we could not do it without them.
It's a brilliant thing that you guys do. Why do you think, though, we shouldn't have to have a need for this sort of service in 2019, especially in a place like Shep? Why is there such an important need, and why is there such a problem with our society at the moment?
Yeah, in the food bowl of Australia, right, it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't.
But look, in some ways, I try not to think about too much. It is what it is. We could point the finger at people. We could blame families. We could. The reality is, for whatever reason, people are doing it tough.
Yeah.
Kids are doing it tough. And if they're hungry, they're hungry. And I just take the view that we don't need, we shouldn't have hungry kids in our town.
Of course.
And it is solvable, and we are solving it. You know, that every kid in the town has access to that. So from Monday to Thursday, we do 12 to 24-year-olds come in, and then on Friday nights, it's 8 to 12-year-olds. So, you know, every night of the week, there's access to food, and we actually send quite a lot of food home as well. Dozens of food packs home. So the kids really, and then we're doing programs like at Marutma Park Primary School. We're helping with their food program there, and breakfast programs like at Wilmot Road. So at many points, hopefully, kids are getting access to food. So, you know, the first thing for learning, the first thing for brain development is to have access to food. We've all got to eat. How do you sleep when you're cold and hungry?
Yeah.
So it's the beginnings of a healthy life for kids. And we just think it's a foundation for everything. And we just are so appreciative of the food share, because we could not do it without them.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
It's a brilliant cause what you guys do. So we thank you as well. We thank Food Share as well. If you want to get involved and you've been touched and donate to the kids, the people of any stage, swing by Wyndham Street in Shep where we are. Donate now or get in touch with Food Share or The Haven. Get in touch and dig deep, because it's a cause that we don't need in society. Thank you so much, Lise, for coming by.
Thank you. Come down and say hello to these guys. And so beautiful seeing the families come in this morning, the kids coming in, little kids on their way to school, getting a little life lesson as well.
Exactly.
So grab some pasta out of the pantry and bring your kids down.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Oh, it's getting to the pointy end of a lot of local sporting leagues, so we thought we'd get our expert in to have a chat about it. Michael from Jet. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Ali. Morning, Josiah. How are you going?
Welcome good, to mate. Our outdoor studio.
I tell you what, it's magnificent out here.
It is a bit cold, fresh, a bit fresh.
It's nice.
Hey, Michael, thank you very much for donating. He brought down a lot of food for the food share, because we are doing the food share food drive, so thank you very much for that.
Not a problem. Thought I could throw a couple in. There's some pasta, some oats, and...
Oh,
even some Anzac biscuits.
Oh, mate, I haven't eaten breakfast yet, so actually, I feel like tucking in, but I can't do that.
Breakfast across the road, Josiah.
Hey, let's talk about the sport. We kicked off a lot of finals over the weekend. What went down?
Yeah, last weekend was an amazing weekend with the Shep District Junior Football League Grand Finals. Mm-hmm. Under 14s, Shep Swans won. And then the junior girls, the Shep Notra side, had a good win as well. And they also had a good win in the under 16s Div 1, but Tat got there in the under 16s Div 2.
The Shep Swans juniors. So the Shep Swans seniors are not great, right?
No, they're not, but their junior program is doing fantastically well. Their Shep Swans in the under 16s Div 1 also made it through to the grand final.
Right.
But just missed out. So
I might point out, though, final game of the year, the Swans did have a win, though.
They did have a win last weekend, yes.
Oh, good on you, Swans. So, they're your boys, aren't they, Josiah?
My team.
You jumped on board.
So yeah, they've had a good win on the last weekend at GBL, so that was good. But the big story out of the weekend was Marupna in the Northern Country Women's League coming from fourth all the way through to take out the premiership and to defeat an undefeated Echuca.
Yeah, that is huge.
Three goals.
A bit of a Western Bulldogs.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's exactly right. No one really gave them any chance as well. Mm. There's a couple of people going. But apart from themselves, they were sitting there going, yeah, we can do this, but no one else gave them an opportunity. So
really
good on them. That's awesome. Their Mad Monday would have been so fun.
Oh, it would have been crazy. It would have been absolutely crazy. GVL's finals kick off this weekend. Yeah. We've got three games, Echuca versus Kai, Kai versus Echuca at Rochester on Saturday at 2:10. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, it is Shepparton versus Tatura at Marupna Recreation Reserve. So that'll be a ripper under lights. And then it was Seymour versus Rochester at Kyabram on Sunday. So on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
I just can't see Kai unless there's a crazy upset losing this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't see it either. It's going to be absolutely... they've got a lot to go right.
Yeah, they'll flog it. Even in the final, I reckon they'll flog it. So.
Yeah. Well, we thought that last year they went down by 1 point to Shep. So
it was a cracker game.
We'll wait and see what happens there, but I'm definitely with you in that one at this point in time, Josiah.
So. All right. Well, make sure you get down this weekend, support your team, whoever they may be. Michael from Shep, thanks so much for joining us.
I wasn't even going to mention the AFL either.
No, don't. I'm still not happy about West Coast. All right.
Out of the four.
All right. We had to bring it up, didn't we?
Sorry, Ali. It's a nice day. Just You're still playing finals.
Yeah, you wait for that last day in September,
exactly.
Buddy. We'll get there.
This is The Catch-Up. With Josiah and Ellie.